Hey, fabulous listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. This is the podcast where we uncover how to lose weight according to science, so you can skip by all the crazy gimmicks, weird fads, and suspicious trends, and do what really works. I'm your host, Patty Pelko, and today I'm going to tackle a topic that goes against the grain. All too often, we're told that we have to believe in ourselves first to succeed. Well, here's the problem. What if you don't believe that you can lose weight? Are you supposed to wait until you believe in yourself? Well, I'm here to absolutely destroy this idea. If I'm not being clear, I completely disagree with the idea that you need to believe in yourself first to lose weight. And today I'm peeling back the layers on why waiting for belief to kickstart your weight loss journey is actually putting roadblocks in your way. And I'm going to give you the key on what science says to do instead. So get ready. If you struggle to believe in yourself, this episode is for you. Now, this topic is so close to my heart, so much so that I went back and rewrote and re-recorded the entire episode because I want this next 15 minutes to be so valuable to you that you're glad you spent this time with me because you got something out of it that's helping you reach your goals. And here's why this episode is so important. Because I constantly encounter incredible women who say to me, I just don't believe I can lose the weight. And you know, I completely understand. It's like what one of my wonderful clients, Carolyn, said. I've tried everything but the kitchen sink. The popular programs, diets my friends swore by, no carb, keto, intermittent fasting, you name it, and all the weight I lost always found its way back. Now, Carolyn's been on this roller coaster since her kids were born, nearly 30 years ago. To make things worse, the number on her scale kept creeping up year after year. Her journey had convinced her that losing the weight and keeping it off was impossible. And this resonates with every woman I've had the honor of working with. Their history of losing and regaining weight has left them feeling defeated and disillusioned. It's super hard to keep trying and then not see lasting results. Most are convinced that lasting weight loss is just a pipe dream. The many years, heck, maybe even decades of not getting there are like a little voice in your head saying, you just can't do it. And this makes it so hard to believe in yourself. So how can we start moving forward if we're stuck in disbelief? Well, here's a little secret from science. You don't need to believe in yourself to get started. Really wanting to reach your goals can get the ball rolling. And once you see that you're doing it, belief will follow. Because belief often comes after seeing some success. And to see success, you have to take the first step. And to do that, you gotta want it. Like really, really want it. I used this idea when I first hit the gym. I was never into sports or anything as a kid, and working out was totally alien to me. This made even thinking about going to the gym really intimidating, but I wanted to be strong and looked toned, so I went anyway. And let me tell you, I was so bad to start with, and it was super hard. I was exhausted and sore everywhere. But I kept imagining myself being strong and looking fit, and I wanted to feel at home in my body more than I wanted to avoid being awkward at the gym. So I kept going back. I wanted it so bad. It wasn't about getting everything right. It was about wanting it enough to keep trying, to keep pushing. This want, this big, huge desire can kickstart all the change you're looking for. It's what pushes everything into gear, fires up your metabolism, and motivates you to make small but powerful changes each day. And here's the thing, our metabolism is complex, but it reacts to those consistent positive changes. Then you start to see those small victories and your belief starts to grow. You start thinking, I can totally do this. And those little wins, they pile up, powering your mindset and metabolism and encouraging more and more positive changes. It's a lovely dance between wanting and believing, each victory adding to the last. So let's use a science-backed method to fan the flames of your desire. We're going to do a visualization. Remember playing pretend as kids? It's like that, but with a goal in mind. So first, I want you to close your eyes. Unless you're driving. If you're driving while you're listening to this, don't close your eyes. Everyone else, eyes closed. We're going to vividly imagine who you want to be. So imagine that you're waking up in the morning and you've met your weight, fitness, and health goals. You're there. You did it. Yay! You hit your ideal or dream life. Picture a day in this dream life of yours. Start at the beginning. You just woke up. How's your body feeling? For some of you, you're buzzing with energy and you got a fantastic night of sleep. You're looking forward to the day rather than being stressed out about what's to come. Others may have completely shed all those body aches and pains you struggle through on a day-to-day basis. Whatever it is, get in tune with your body and how it feels now that you've met your goal. Now you get out of bed and you head to the closet. What clothes are you picking out? Imagine putting them on and feeling comfortable, loving how they feel against your skin. Check yourself out in the mirror. How do you look different than now? Feel the self-confidence from liking who you see there. Now you head to breakfast and plan your day. How is this day different now that you've achieved your goals? What are you doing differently in your dream life that you can't do now or don't enjoy as much now? Heading to the beach in a swimsuit? Having the energy to go on a hike with your family or grandkids? Maybe it's planning to hit the town for dinner and a concert with friends after work. Immerse yourself in this world. Enjoy running into people who haven't seen you in a while and they don't recognize you at first because you look so different. Think about the smells, sights, and sounds you'll experience on this ideal day. Now let's look at how you feel about yourself in your dream life. You're the person who smashed her goals. You're probably proud of yourself knowing that you did something that was hard for so long. You may be happier with yourself, feeling more confident, feeling assured that you know what to do. Visualize your ideal day to the point it feels real. This isn't daydreaming. It's crafting a vivid, tangible goal, something your desire can cling to and push you forward. Hold on to it and let it guide you towards your dreams. This isn't fantasy. It's using the power of your brain to sync up your wants with your actions. It's prepping your mind and your metabolism for victory. The real deal here is the more you visualize, the more you want to become that dream person, and the more you start to act like that person in your everyday life. And then the changes start to happen. It might be tough, but every step you take is one step closer to the person in your mind, to firing up your metabolism, and to living a confident, energy-filled life. Okay, so if you had your eyes closed, go ahead and open them now, because we need to go on to the next part. Wanting your dream isn't the whole game. There's more to it than that. You've got to want to make a change more than you want to keep things the way that they are. And you might be thinking, is she nuts? Of course I want to change. Why else would I be listening? But hear me out. We all have pretty good reasons for not changing too. And that's why making a move often feels like climbing a mountain. Now, let me show you what I mean by painting you a picture about a fantastic woman I'm currently working with, Tina. Now, I've talked about Tina before. She's now down 29 pounds and still going. Changing habits was a battlefield for her. Her hubby travels a bunch, and when he's back, it's dinner and dessert dates almost every night, sometimes for weeks straight. This meant Tina was diving into dishes she'd usually skip. She loves those date nights, but also wants to eat at home to keep her goals in check. So Tina's torn between enjoying outings with her hubby and staying on her path at home. And let's not forget, changing habits can be a real stress fest. So you see, Tina's list of reasons for not changing was catching up to her list of reasons for changing. So how do you kick yourself into high gear and go from being okay with where you're at to wanting to do everything you can to lose weight? Write out two lists. One list has all the things pushing you to lose weight. Feeling proud, slipping back into those beloved jeans, rocking every photo. The other list is for all the reasons keeping you here, where you're at right now. Like, it's a hassle to change. It's hard to add anything to your already packed schedule. Not knowing what to do. Not wanting to deal with kids or a partner complaining about you changing things up. So go ahead, grab a pen and paper. Hit pause and scribble down your reasons for both, reasons to lose weight and reasons to stay where you're at. When you're back, we'll dig into what's next. All right, got your lists? Let's take a gander. Studies say that in order to move forward, you need twice as many reasons to change compared to the ones for staying put. So compare your lists. Is your change list double the size of your stay the same one? If not, it's brainstorming time. Think about all the additional reasons to lose weight, like your health getting a boost, stunning everyone at an upcoming event, or breezing through activities with your friends. Keep padding your why lose weight list with more and more reasons until you get twice as many of them. Then you're ready to move on to the next step. So you've seen your future self, and you've got your reasons why you want to make a change. How do you start walking that road? Let's make it simple. Pick one thing, just one thing that will nudge you a bit closer to your dream. Take Tina, for instance. She chose to focus on her morning workouts. Why? Because feeling the burn early in the day fuels her motivation. It keeps her goals front and center all day long, and it reminds her of why she's pouring out the sweat to get there. And you know what? This workout vibe sets the tone for her whole day and helps her stay on track when she's tempted to stray. How can you get Tina's results? Well, here's the vital piece of the puzzle. You need to pick something doable for you. Choose a small step that you feel like, yeah, I've got this, about 90% of the time. Trying to flip your life upside down right away is a no-go, because if you wobble a bit, it might feel like you're just proving to yourself that you can't do it. And we don't want that. We don't want to go back into the land of disbelief. We want a mini challenge, something you're confident you can nail, and then do it. Every single time you nail it, it's like you're collecting those little gold stars that every teacher handed out in elementary school. Every star is proof that, hey, you can do this. It's like building a tower of yes, you cans. One success stacking on top of another. Before you know it, this tower is so tall, it's impossible to ignore. Every little win is like adding fuel to your I believe in myself engine. So pick your thing, embrace the challenge, and start building your tower of success and belief. What's your first step going to be? Keep it small, keep it real, and let's start stacking those wins. Tanya's journey beautifully shows how the approach we're talking about today can flip the script. For years, she struggled with her tummy. Every time she looked in the mirror, that was all she saw. Clothes shopping was torture. Everything felt too tight around her waist, highlighting exactly what she was self-conscious about. She was so uncomfortable, she resorted to wearing leggings most of the time because that was the one thing that she felt okay in. Then Tanya tried something new. She started visualizing who she wanted to be, like a director, vividly imagining every scene of their movie. She didn't just dream it, she played and replayed it, living every detail in her mind. She said it was super important to her to really feel and see it all. The sights, the sounds, the smells, the feelings, all of it. Once she had that vivid picture in her mind, making the right choices started to feel a lot more natural. And guess what? Things started changing. She's down 17 pounds, and it's like she's on a road trip going mile by mile, well on her way to hitting her destination, all from building up how much she wanted to change. So Tanya's story, it's really all about wanting a change so much and then stacking small everyday choices like building blocks, each one bringing her closer to her dream self. It's living proof that when we know what we want and take little steps every day, we can start seeing amazing things happen in our lives. And once we see success, we believe in ourselves. The big takeaway, your wish to change is your secret weapon. It's your hidden superpower waiting to be unleashed. Because when you genuinely desire to be different, you're willing to make the choices that will get you there. The motivation comes from your desire to be your new self. Then the belief will come. It'll come with every small win, every positive step, every pound lost, and every happy moment. So before we wrap up today, remember to dream it, see it, be it. Start by visualizing, visualizing, visualizing. Picture your ideal self and let that image guide your actions. Then pick that one small, doable step, something you feel confident about. If you need a little help with this process, I've got a handy guide that I'm sending out to my email list. If you aren't getting my emails already, hop over to www.metabolismreset.co to get signed up and I'll send it your way. This link will be in the show notes just to make it easy for you. So thanks again for joining me on Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. And hey, if you've enjoyed today's talk and found value with it, why not share it with a friend? Or even better, leave a review or comment with your thoughts, questions, or your own stories. I'd love to know what your one small thing is. What's one small step you're taking to bring yourself closer to your dream self? Share it with me on Facebook. Just look up Patty Palko, Health and Wellness Coach, and let's support each other and celebrate every win, no matter how small. Until next time, keep visualizing, keep wanting, keep moving forward, and let's make those dreams a reality. Talk to you soon. Bye.